For VOA News, here's Elizabeth Cherniff.
There is no shortage of global issues on the agenda at this year's UN General Assembly in New York. There are signs of a possible deal on the Korean Peninsula, following the latest meeting between the leaders of North and South Korea. Early negotiations are underway for a possible second summit between President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Nuclear security is also at the forefront. The leaders of Iran and the United States are trading sharp criticisms in their UN speeches. Since pulling out of the Iranian nuclear deal in May, President Trump has reimposed economic sanctions that were previously lifted, but challenges remain.
It's still difficult. There's ways to skirt sanctions. China's very good at that. Russia's very good at that. But our European countries use the U.S. dollar. Some of the government-owned companies or some of the smaller companies are still willing to do business with Iran, but it's just because the spotlight hasn't been shown on them yet.
World health is also a focus. For Tamron Green, a tuberculosis survivor who was crowned this year's Miss South Africa, the issue is personal.
It's an ugly disease. People think that you have to have HIV to have TB. And as a medical student, so I was in my third year, and I contracted the disease. And I really thought that as an educated woman studying medicine, I wouldn't feel the stigma. But no, I was still worried people were going to isolate me.
First Lady Melania Trump is also in attendance at the UN General Assembly. She announced she will travel to Africa next month in her first solo trip abroad as First Lady. Elizabeth Cherniff, VOA News, Washington.